Hey there, and welcome to the Girl Meets Girl Show. This is Toast.
And this is Sienna. And this is a show about choosing happily ever after. Visit us on our website at girlmeetsgirl.net.
And you're also hearing this streaming online at wgayonline.com. Don't forget, you can go there anytime. It is an internet radio station, of obviously streaming live, but they also have a feature called On Demand. Mm-hmm. So if you miss this show, when it airs at its regular time, which is Saturday and Sundays at 3 p.m., you can go there anytime.
And anytime.
Click on the big On Demand button.
Anytime.
And dial us up.
Yep.
There we are.
We're right there. Okay. We're there for you.
But in today's show, we are going to talk about the big O.
The big O.
The big O that makes you smile. And of course, we're talking about
Oprah
Winfrey. We know that she could really use our help with publicizing.
I know she does. You know, she needs our help.
So that's what we're here to do. We're mm-hmm. here to help her mm-hmm. Get even more, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. well known mm-hmm. because she really needs it.
She needs it. And we're also going to wish all the pet parents out there a happy pet Parents Day,
April 25th.
So we're going to touch a little bit on that.
And just a quick note of housekeeping. I want to let you know that WGAY Online is an all-volunteer labor of love. And if you love the idea of it, just know that you can be a part of it. They are putting the call out for volunteers. All kinds of skill sets are needed. Everything from on-air personalities and voices for their public service announcements to administrative stuff to grant writing. I'm sure they could use your skills and talents. So if you're interested at all in contributing and being a part of this, head on over to WGAYonline.com. And before we get into today's main topic, we just wanted to send out a shout out and a word of acknowledgement and thanks to all of our listeners who have been with us for years and years before WGAY.
I know. We really do have an amazing group who I think we have some day oneers out there, people who have been listening from day one.
Or
maybe
to.
Day two.
Yep.
But
Bonnie. Are we going to name names here?
I know. Here we go. Should we?
I'm just thinking of the day oneers.
I know. Anyways, we do have an amazing group of listeners out there who've been wonderfully supportive to us and to each other. So if you need a little boost of support, or maybe you're just coming out, or, you know, you have questions or just need some people, a wonderful, loving group to lean on, please consider joining our Girl Meets Girl community at girlmeetsgirl.net.
And you can find them in the community link.
You can find them in the community link. And also, for our show today, you can also go to the website and make comments. And that's where you can also talk a little bit with some of our listeners from the past.
So before we get into the big topic of Oprah's 10th anniversary issue, we just wanted to say, because we love animals and we know you do too.
We love animals.
Today, April 25th, has been designated Pet Parents Day by VPI.
Yes, Veterinary Pet Insurance. So happy Pet Parents Day.
And believe it or not, this is not an official endorsement of VPI. We are personal customers of VPI. Mm-hmm. And it's been a good move for us.
It has.
So we just wanted to give you some tips.
It has.
About pet insurance.
So if you're a crazy pet guardian, which
just
we
very
are,
conscientious one,
it is probably a good idea to explore the avenue of getting pet insurance.
And as crazy as that sounds, it's actually been a good financial move for us.
It has been. So there's all kinds of plans available, but what we would recommend is if your pet is under 10 years old, now is the time to secure insurance for that pet. If they're 10 years old and older, VPI will have to approve them, and they will need a full panel blood work submitted to them. And normally a full panel blood work is, you know, between $90 and $120. And in that blood work, that's where they can tell if your animal has any kind of kidney, liver, blood sugar issues, and all of that kind of stuff. So,
and those will be considered pre-existing conditions and will not be covered by your insurance. So it kind of defeats the purpose of having insurance.
Right.
So that's why it's a good idea to secure the insurance before your animal reaches the age of 10.
Right.
And when we say animal, we're talking cats and dogs. I don't know what, like turtles and birds, and I don't know what they do for those exotics.
I have no clue. Yeah. But anyway, so that's, you know, something to really look into. But also another option could be for you to just start saving, creating a pet savings account for your animal should they run into some kind of emergency. Because I know sometimes when you think of insurance, you're like, oh my God, I paid this much this year and didn't even use it. But what you're really paying for is the security.
Yes.
So if insurance doesn't feel quite right to you, start saving and creating a fund now for your animal. Because a wonderful thing is if your animal needs pet care, a great thing is to be able to provide it. So this is one way.
And now, presenting from Oprah Magazine and the whole Harpo family of who knows how many companies that she owns everywhere, this is the Girl Meets Girl coverage of Oprah's May 2010 magazine issue. It's her 10th anniversary issue. And we are subscribers. Sienna is the one who most... It goes straight to Sienna, right? When it comes to our door, and Sienna complains about how it hit the newsstands first and we didn't get it. Right? Because that happens all the time. We see it in the shopping in the grocery store first. And then we're like, wait a minute, we didn't get that issue and we're subscribers. But anyway, after it comes to our door, then it goes to Sienna. And she was just so enthusiastic about this May 2010 issue. And so excited. And we just wanted to share it with you because there's apparently a ton of good stuff in here.
There's so much good stuff in this magazine. And for those of you who watch Oprah on TV, you know that it's her last season.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to do without Oprah?
So, if you are a show viewer of Oprah and you're wondering what the hell you're going to do after this season ends,
how are you going to live your life?
How are you going to live? Start subscribing to her magazine because then you can still have a little Oprah. So, I've been a subscriber for a very long time and I love her magazine, but I have to say that this 10th anniversary issue is the best by far.
And not just because the cover is pink.
Oh, I love the cover. The cover is pink with a beautiful cake on it. And Oprah looks awesome. She's wearing a glittery, sequined,
all the
pink
glittery
dress. It's pink. It's so girly and wonderful. I love, love, love it so much.
Pink and glitter.
So, okay. So I saw the cover and I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, I just spent so much time looking at the cover. But I gotta tell you, the contents sure delivers, and it may surpass the beauty of the cover. And also, here's another added bonus. The back cover is so
retro classy.
Amazing. Amazing. We're not even going to tell you about it. You have to go look for it yourself. But it's just incredible. And it's so... See, we subscribe, so I don't know. Let me see what
the
price is. Well,
Sienna's name is on that little... You know when you get magazines and they have that little white label? It's Sienna's name that's on it.
I don't know how much it is on the newsstands, but however much it is, it's worth it. So go out and buy your issue. This is the May...
Help Oprah!
It's the May 10th anniversary issue of Oprah Magazine. Okay.
And we honestly think that gay people and non-gay people and everybody in between could actually really benefit from this magazine. So we're going to tell you all the juicy stuff that's in it. Well, not all of it, but some highlights. Here's some highlights, okay?
And now, if you are a baby gay or a baby dyke, and you, you know, you check out Oprah, and you're like, this is like for old people, or whatever you might think.
It's for mature audiences.
It's really not. I mean, just, you know, it's really good to just read it, go through it, because you will be collecting more wisdom.
Or just listen to the Girl Meets Girl show, and we'll tell you what it says.
But it's really for everyone. Okay, so give it a chance. So, again, like Toast said, some highlights. We're just going to tell you the categories of content that's in this magazine for this anniversary issue. So, oh, there's so much goodness. Okay, so one person that she does have in feature in this magazine is Martha Beck, and some of you may know her. She's a life and career coach and author, and she covers... So basically, these are contributors to Oprah's magazine on a regular basis, not in every issue, but pretty almost every issue. So in this 10th anniversary issue, she goes through the 10 things that these people advise. And so... Martha Beck is one of them.
Okay. So it's full of top 10s.
Top 10 for the 10th
anniversary.
In 2010.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So Martha Beck.
Martha Beck's one of them.
And then from the gay corner, we have a big old lesbian, Susie Orman.
Yes. She is the Dyke money coach.
She's a lesbian. She just trips me out, man, with her big coats, and she's just so brash.
She whips it.
She whips it at you.
Okay, so she has her 10 tips. Actually, Martha Beck's. Sorry, just let me just go back to her. Hers is the 10 rules I've unlearned. So that's what you can look forward to. Susie Orman's 10 list is the 10 priceless strategies for the next decade.
And also included is, of course, Dr. Oz.
Ah, Dr. Oz.
Does he have his picture in his blue? Yep, there he is in his blue scrubs.
That's his authority. His authority color, blue. Yeah. And his section is called 10 Things I Know For Sure.
And of course, all the Oprah people have heard that before.
Yes.
Also included, one of our favorite authors, Marianne Williamson, who is a spiritual coach.
Yes.
Or spiritual author, I guess I should say.
Hers is 10 Ways to Stay Spiritually Connected. And actually, one of my favorite, most incredible books of hers is Return to Love.
Mm.
Wasn't that just an incredible book?
Yeah. She's good. I really like her. Yeah.
If you haven't read that book and you have some time, check it out. It's really something. It's such a great resource to just have on hand and go back to.
And somebody else that we like, not just because he's gay, but because he's just easygoing and always has a smile on his face, Mr. Nate Berkus.
Yay!
Who is a gay... he's an interior designer, right?
Yes, That's what he is. Okay. He's an interior designer. His article is 10 Inspiring Ideas for Your Home.
And from way back in the Oprah archives, remember when Oprah's big thing and she had a cookbook came out, right? Oprah,
yes, from Rosie, her cook.
That's right, yes. Rosie something something.
There were some good recipes in there,
but there was also her personal trainer, who is Bob Green, fitness coach.
Yes, and his section is called 10 Biggest Health Mistakes.
We should read that.
I've read it.
Okay,
you can read.
Are we making any mistakes? No.
Maybe not. A few. But yeah, Bob Green, and he's also the Live Your Best Life. He has a Live Your Best Life book and also health plan now. Like, he's working with a lot of the companies to put his Live Your Best Life logo on the item so that when you're shopping and you want to eat healthier,
it's approved.
You kind of know which ones you should purchase.
Very good. And from the beauty and cosmetics department,
yes,
is this?
Yes.
Valerie Monroe.
Valerie Monroe is Oprah's beauty editor, and her section is called 10 Secrets Every Beauty Editor Knows That You Should Too.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that. Is a good one.
Beauty
really
editor.
Good. Good
sounds, sounds so insider.
Yes.
And for fans of Dr. Phil.
Okay, we're not going to bash him, because why? There's no need to bash him. But we don't love Dr. Phil. We just don't love him.
But he is in there in case you love him.
Yes.
There's another reason.
And let me find. Here he is. So Dr. Phil's section is called the 10-Step Life Renewal Plan. So if you're a Dr. Phil fan, he is in here. So fear not.
And last but not least, this is actually just on my wish list. Like, I think this would be cool.
Okay. Yes.
If this person was a regular contributor to O, but she's not.
She's not.
Yet.
So Toast is making this up.
And frankly, I don't think she ever will be, because Oprah's not like really into being political. But I think it would be kind of cool to have lesbian Rachel Maddow.
Was that the Muppet announcement? What was that?
No, what was that? I don't know what that was. I see trees of green. That's what that was. Yeah, Rachel Maddow as the political expert in Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
But,
yes.
You know, hey.
Okay, so, but what we really want to cover today, because we want to keep, we love to keep our podcasts light for the most part. And, you know, we've been just cramming all this health stuff down your throats that we want to just be a little lighter. So today we're going to focus on another one of Oprah's 10 lists. And this one was put together by Adam Glassman, which is Oprah's fashion editor. He's a gay man.
Surprise, surprise.
He has a great name for it. Adam Glassman.
Adam Glassman. Yeah, that does sound kind of gay, huh?
It does sound kind of gay. And what I love, you know, just thinking about all these contributors to Oprah's magazine, she has Susie Orman, who's gay. She has Nate Berkus, who's gay. She has Adam Glassman, who's gay. And even the president, she said she has two presidents of her company. One of them, he's gay.
We're out there.
And I love that. You know, I mean, it's just...
And they're out. And who knows? She probably has other people, but they're just not out.
I'm sure they're... Right? Yeah, right. Right. So we love Oprah. And, okay, so Adam Glassman's section is the classic 10 items you can never go wrong with.
Hanging out with Adam Lambert.
Hey, this is Adam Lambert.
The biggest icons of the pride are right here.
It's my station.
WGAY Online is the voice.
So that was Adam Lambert. Perfect for segueing into Adam Glassman. Fashion gay person to another fashion gay person. All right. So Adam Glassman, again, Oprah's fashion editor, covered in the 10th anniversary issue of O Magazine. 10 items you can never go wrong with. Okay, that's pretty strong language, but he's saying you can never go wrong with. So we're going to briefly go through these top 10, and you can hear what he thinks. You're going to hear what we think. But also, we thought, you know, it stirred us up a bit, like, wow, you know, this list does not necessarily fit the dike.
It doesn't have the second half of the title, which should be 10 items you can never go wrong with if you are a femme.
Right.
So we came up with 10 items you can never go wrong with if you're a dyke.
Right. And so you'll hear that.
We'll cover that later. That's the girl meets girl part. Now here's the Oprah part.
And now, you know, the Oprah part's pretty, it's, I don't agree with some of it.
Okay. Well, we'll hear about that soon.
But it's fun. It's fun.
Okay.
Okay.
Sienna's going to walk us through this. Here we go.
According to Adam Glassman, 10 items you can never go wrong with. The first one is touches of animal print.
Like leopard.
Touches.
Things.
I love that he uses touches because I agree with that. Touches of animal prints.
Okay.
You're not slapping on a leopard skirt, leopard shoes, leopard top and jacket, and leopard handbag. But you might have a nice all black ensemble with a leopard scarf.
Ding, 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 ding.
A touch. It's a touch, people. Okay. Now, I know there are some people who don't believe in wearing animal prints, even if it's not made out of actual animal, because they don't want to condone...
Or give the appearance of...
That you're wearing an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So some of those people might have issue with that. Okay, number two, a leather jacket. I would like to say a pleather jacket, because really, honestly, there's so many different materials out there, man-made materials that can take the place of our dear animal friends who have already suffered so much in our history and currently still suffering. So you don't really need to wear a leather jacket.
So you can go wrong.
You can't
with a leather jacket.
Yes,
is what we're
but
saying.
Can you go wrong with a pleather? Okay, you still might be able to go wrong with a pleather. It depends on who makes the pleather. But there are some nice fake leather jackets, faux leather jackets out there that you can wear. And they're also going to be less expensive. And they're also going to be a lighter weight, which is perfect for spring and summer coming up. Okay. Number three, a men's watch. I agree.
Okay.
A men's watch is very classic. It adds a nice, well-rounded look to the femme. But also excellent for the dyke, I would say. I could say that this would be on both lists.
Yes.
But the issue with a men's watch is you need to really go and have it fitted well. So you might need to take it to a jeweler to have them take out the links for you, or you might be able to do it yourself. Number four, diamond hoop earrings. Yes, absolutely yes.
No controversy there.
Classic. Okay. But the thing about it, and I'm going to just read directly from his, from what he says, because it's so true. All right. He warns, though, with the diamond hoop earrings, unless you want to be mistaken for one of Beyonce's backup singers, find a medium size. So you're not looking for a bracelet size hoop earring.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Medium.
And of course, I mean, I just have to put in my little drop of 2 cents here.
Yes.
Because if we're talking about, you know, how the pleather was acquired and things like that, of course, how diamonds are acquired and all that. I mean, these are all considerations that we all have to make on an individual basis.
Yes. And that's why you can get faux diamond. Right?
Right.
Yeah. And he actually recommends a few brands that have really nice faux diamond hoops. Carol Lee and Daniel K. So those are two brands. But anyways, okay, number five. Now this I totally agree with, but I don't have one. So hint, hint, toast.
Note taken?
A sequined scarf. Yes, come on. Yes.
Doesn't that scratch your neck though?
Well, not if it's made well.
Oh, okay.
Not if it's made well. Okay. And they're smaller sequins. The way they're sewn on is going to be a flatter stitch on it so that it's not, you know, sticking up and scratching you.
Okay.
And also, there's different kinds of sequins now, you know, where they're not so hard-edged. It's a flatter, softer sequin. So a sequin scarf is great. You know, if you get one of those really long, thin ones, you can also use it as a belt.
Mm.
You could tie it around a ponytail, use it as a headband.
Whoa, whoa.
You could do, but a scarf, beautiful. Okay. That adds a nice touch.
Tie down your tent pole. And
I guess. Number six.
I don't know about this one. I'm curious to see what you're going to say about number six.
Number six, white jeans. Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Because nowadays, okay, before, back in the day, they didn't make enough shapes of jeans.
Okay,
material
gotcha.
With yes, the jeans yes, yes. In order for every woman's size to wear a white pair of jeans in a comfortable way. But now there's so many different cuts and styles, you know, depending on what you're comfortable with. High waist, low waist, mid rise, high rise. You know, there's so many different types and different materials and different cuts that you can. It is very possible for every woman, no matter what her shape, to find a great pair of white jeans.
Okay.
Okay, why white is so good is it can dress up a look. When you still want to be comfortable and wear jeans, you wear white jeans. Okay?
Mm.
Because sometimes if you're going to some day event, but a regular pair of jeans might be too casual, and if you were to wear a dark denim look, it might look too dressy or too dark for the daytime yes. brightness of spring and summer. Wear a nicely tailored white jean.
Okay.
And it's better than white pants because white pants can look too dressy or too Republican. So white jeans is a way to go. Okay.
I have to note that on the same list as the sequin scarf, don't I?
What do you mean?
Do you have white jeans? You have white pants, but you don't have white jeans.
Pants, but white jeans is on my list.
Are you proud of me that I even realized that?
I am pretty proud of you.
I'm proud of me.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of you. But see, you know, because jeans are such a special, like it has to fit. I thought that's when I have to. I don't know if I can hand that task off to you. You know?
I don't feel comfortable with that responsibility.
I will need
either.
To tag along.
Yeah.
Or
you can just send me the link.
I can send you the link. Okay, there we go. Done. Number seven. Yes, 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 yes. 1,000 times. A neutral shoe.
What is that? That sounds very vague.
A neutral.
A neutral shoe.
A shoe with no opinion. A shoe that stays neutral at all times.
Is that,
a neutral
does that mean
shoe.
A sneaker or a sandal? Well, it's not a sneaker because this is for femmes. But is it a sandal? Is it
could,
a
It could
covered?
Be a sneaker. Okay, what a neutral shoe is... A shoe that is a neutral color. So it's either camel or nude tone.
Okay.
A skin tone.
Not too dark.
Shoe.
Not too bright.
Right. And the thing about why a neutral shoe works is it matches your skin. So it doesn't have to, it will match any outfit.
It does not call attention to itself.
Right. It doesn't do that. So a neutral shoe is best for any time you're going, God, what shoe do I wear? You can wear a beautiful black dress with a neutral high heel, like a platform, beautiful patent, neutral shine shoe with a black evening dress. Beautiful. You don't always have to wear black shoes with a black dress. Okay, you can wear bootcut denims going to the movies, but you want to look extra cute. Wear that neutral platform shoe. Super cute.
Okay.
You want to wear nice dress pants, neutral shoe. You want to wear a garden party dress, floral, neutral shoe. You don't have to wear a white shoe. Okay. This is like such a great tip. A neutral shoe. Okay. Buy it. Your leg will look so beautifully long and wonderful because the shoe doesn't interfere with the line of your leg. It doesn't, your leg doesn't stop and go, ooh, black shoe. It goes neutral all the way down to the ground. Love it. Okay. Oh, I love the neutral shoe.
Yeah, I can tell.
Okay, number 8, an oversized blazer. Very true, yes, but not too oversized because you don't want to look like Miami Vice.
Right.
Right? You don't want to look so 80s, even though 80s are in right now. Oversized blazer. Or just a blazer. Oh my God. Okay, a blazer. Number 9, a pencil skirt. I don't wear skirts of the pencil variety, but he happens to believe that you can never go wrong with that. Okay. I sort of think you can. I think if you are shorter, like we are shorter, mm-hmm. a pencil skirt can sometimes make you look even shorter because it interferes with the line. Mm-hmm, again, mm-hmm. We're talking about lines. Mm-hmm. And number 10, a lace-trimmed bra or camisole.
I love that these tips are coming from Adam Glassman.
Yeah, it's from Adam.
I wonder if Adam has a lace-trimmed bra or camisole.
Because why this is so important is... it just adds a little personality and femininity to an outfit. So you can wear like a nice V-neck sweater with a little peak of lace camisole showing right in the V.
Okay.
Okay. It just adds a little touch.
So that concludes the 10 items that you can never go wrong with if you're a femme. That we added that last part on, mm-hmm. according to Adam Glassman. So up next, the 10 items you can never go wrong with if you're a dyke. According to Girl Meets Girl.
Yo, it's going down. Speak up and be heard. WGAY Online is everywhere. Online at www.wgayonline.com. This is The Voice, the station with a passion. File transfer complete. WGAY Online.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Girl Meets Girl. This is Toast.
And this is Sienna.
And now we want to present to you our opinion of the 10 items you can never go wrong with if you're a dyke. Here we go. Are you ready? Number one.
Well, I'm thinking of more items.
Oh.
Do we have to just pick 10?
You know,
I might have a bonus item.
Okay. Bonus. All right.
Okay.
Number one. White t-shirts.
And tanks.
Just white t-shirts and tanks.
Yeah.
That's it. Simple.
Buy the jump. They sell this. Hanes sells this by like the pack of 5. Have a ton of them at your disposal.
You can wear them as undershirts.
Mm-hmm.
Just peeking out behind, mm-hmm. you know, a button down or peeking out behind a sweater that mm-hmm. you pull over.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just
wear them to sleep.
Wear that. Or you can just wear them as your work clothes when you're working in the yard or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's classic.
It's classic.
It's simple.
It's simple.
And they're cheap,
yep.
which is another bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
A military-style jacket.
So we're talking kind of like dark, like olive drabby, with a few maybe metal buckles and accents, right? Just mm-hmm. buttons, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Doesn't have to be a military jacket. Just
no,
military
no, no, no.
style.
Military style, you
just
know,
give
have
you
a little
rough edge.
Right, because I think the dyke can really pull this off really well. And also, you know, you're looking for something, it's going to be a lightweight jacket. So again, it's perfect. You know, this list may change come fall. Okay, we're in spring coming up on summer.
Oh, this is the spring list.
You're right. So most military style jackets on the market today are made out of cotton twill blend. So it's lighter. It's a lighter fabric, okay? So instead of the pleather or the leather, a nice lightweight military style jacket. Okay. Okay. Number three, a classic blazer.
So not an oversized blazer.
Not for the dyke, not oversized, just a classic blazer.
So well-fitted, preferably?
Not where it goes in at the waist, though.
Okay.
You know, so just a nice blazer.
And this is convenient because you can just put it over almost anything.
You can.
And look dressed up.
Right. You can pretty much put it over anything and head out the door.
And still feel comfortable. That's the big thing with dykes. You have to be comfortable, right?
Right. Well, I don't know. Do you?
Yes. And I think that's a lot of the reason behind why it's like, oh, I just want to wear oversized sweats.
Right.
Right. And right. flannel shirts is right. because it's comfortable.
Right.
And you want to be comfortable.
You want to be comfortable.
And that's fine. I completely agree. And we want to prioritize that. But we don't have to forsake looking well-dressed for comfort. They're not mutually exclusive. You can
Come
be
on.
Comfortable and look well-dressed.
Right.
So the blazer is going to help us out with this.
Right. So if you're trying to catch a femme, get a blazer. And also, here's the thing with the blazer. Buy it and have it tailored. Have them hem the sleeves if they need to. Have them hem the bottom of it or tuck it in or just...
That's what I mean by well-fitted.
Yeah, well-fitted. Yeah. So not like an hourglass type that a lot of the femme styles have.
Right. But when you look at... business suits for women, they're right. all that hourglass shape.
Right,
that
right.
doesn't fit the dyke personality most
right.
of the time.
So for the blazer, like Toast said, you can throw it on over everything. So like in number one, how we have the white t-shirt, you can throw it on over a white t-shirt and jeans and head out the door and go see a movie on a date. You can totally do that. But again, to avoid that Miami Vice look, the blazer has to fit well. Stay away from shoulder pads unless they are very, very, very the thinnest. I'm so afraid to say that, but the thinnest shoulder pad is acceptable. Thinnest. To almost where you're like, oh, these don't have shoulder pads. Okay. Number four. The man's watch reappears.
Okay,
here.
Yes. I remember
okay.
that from the first list.
Man's watch reappears.
Yes. So you okay. can just borrow your girlfriend's.
Right, right. number five, the button-down classic white shirt.
Yes. Classic. Okay. That is a classic.
That is a classic. And that really should belong, too, on the femme list.
What about a black one, too, though? Like one
you
white,
you can have a black one.
One black.
Right. So this is what we would recommend for the button front shirt. Start off with white.
Okay.
You can never have too many button front white shirts. Okay. They do sell some now from Brooks Brothers, I believe, that you don't have to ever iron. Some people stay away from these types of shirts because they don't want to iron or they don't want to have a big dry cleaning bill. But these shirts are comfortable. They're effortless. You know, you just put it on. You put it on over that white t-shirt. You know, you put it on under the blazer, have the collar peeking up just a little bit. You are tailored to perfection.
Can you iron these, though? I'm just a little curious.
You can iron these.
Okay,
you
don't have
can.
To iron them, but you can iron them.
Well,
is that
no,
what you're talking about?
You should iron them. But what I'm saying is that if you don't like to iron,
yes,
spend a little more and buy the Brooks Brothers shirt that is a no iron button front shirt.
But my question is for that particular no iron button front shirt.
Yes.
If you do put an iron to
you
it.
You can iron it.
Okay. So it's not going to be ruined.
No.
You can
no.
take it up to the next level and give it a little more
crisp
mm-hmm. lines and structure
yes.
by ironing it and you'll look even that much better.
Right.
Okay.
But if I spent a lot on a shirt, a no-iron shirt, I wouldn't iron it.
You're like, I'm not ironing this thing.
But anyways, so start with, if you don't even have a button front shirt in your closet, buy a white one, okay? Then from the white, I would go ahead and have a black one, like Toast mentions, because black is very classic, okay? But then I would move into other colors. Colors maybe for spring, or other types of prints, like a nice pinstripe is really nice to have in your closet as well.
But I agree with you about having the white and then the black, because mm-hmm. for those occasions where you need to dress up, a job interview mm-hmm. or a wedding mm-hmm. or a funeral, you know, or some kind of awards banquet, there you go. You have a white,
mm-hmm.
nice
and you have your black.
Front, and you mm-hmm. have a black. Yeah.
And what I'm going to actually add a tip in here.
Okay.
So if you find that really wonderfully fitting crisp white shirt and wonderfully fitting black button front shirt, you find those, buy an extra set. And what you're going to do is never wear them. You're going to have them in the closet and save those for those high end occasions or those occasions when you want that dressy, because you don't want to wear it down too soon.
Right, right.
And then you think, oh, I can wear my black shirt. And then you realize, oh, wow, this has gone through a lot of wears, you know, mm-hmm. wear and tear. Mm-hmm. So you want to keep, have them separated. You know, what you can do is use a Sharpie and put a little mark on the tag so that you know, okay, this is my dressy one. You know, even if it's the same exact shirt. So keep them separate.
New clothes just look better.
Yep. Number 6, the baseball cap.
That's on our list of 10 items you can never go wrong with.
But the thing
I
about
love that.
It,
that's great. This
okay, but
really
you can,
is for dykes.
Okay, you can kind of go wrong with it. I know we're kind of like. We have to qualify it.
The baseball cap.
So you can't wear the baseball cap with Velcro. Sorry, you can't, okay? You can't wear the ones that have the notches. The plastic,
oh, the plastic
thing and the
thing,
notch
the
and the notch and the
snappies.
Notch and you're snipping.
You know,
snapping? Snapping it on.
Well, I think it's all about discretion, though, because I think there is a time and a place for that.
Oh, like, well, if you're in a pride festival,
well, if you're
and
going
they gave
to,
you
like,
a free hat.
And if you're going to the monster truck rally.
No.
Then you want that, the plastic snaps
no.
with the trucker.
No. No.
Trucker hat.
No.
The Ashton Kutcher one, right?
No.
Didn't he always wear that in that show?
No, you
punk,
don't
right?
wear, you don't ever wear those.
There's no time and place for that?
No.
Really?
No.
Halloween.
What if you're cleaning
Halloween.
Your tractor?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, you never.
Okay. Well, just have discretion.
Yes.
But yeah, baseball caps. Baseball caps.
The little snap ones? You just never wear those.
Okay.
Never, never. Because also, too, those are very large in size. Okay, you're going to have like a big puff candy head. And then also...
Puff candy head.
If you wear it backwards, like some dykes wear,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see snaps going across
your
forehead. And not those good kind of snaps. Okay? You're going to see those snaps.
It's going to leave holes across your forehead.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
true.
It's just... And it's kind of just cheapy looking.
Well, that's
we
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
okay?
If we're going for refinement, I guess, you know, if we're fine with cheap, then we wouldn't be concerned about the 10 items you can never go wrong with.
Right,
so
right.
I see what you're saying.
But I do believe in the baseball cap adding some flair to the dyke. So that's why it's on this list. I believe that it's necessary. It's a necessary item.
It's a badge. It's a social badge.
Yes, it is. It is. Okay, let's move on. Are we fine with that one?
Yes.
How are you
I think,
feeling
I think
about
people
you
get
still
it.
Want to wear it at the
it.
Monster truck race or whatever? Are you okay with whatever it's called? I don't know. Is that what it's called?
The monster truck rally? I don't know. I just heard of those things, you know, for wrestling. You know, I don't know.
A baseball cap? Okay, anyways. Are we fine? We need
yeah,
to discuss
I'm good.
This
no,
process?
I'm good.
This?
No,
okay,
I'm good.
So number 7. Hair wax.
Some kind of product, huh?
Yeah. I know this is like seemingly just fashion articles of clothing and accessories, but hair wax.
It really does wonders.
It does.
Nowadays, they have hair, not just wax and not just pomade, but they have things like clay, polish. Mm-hmm. They're all variations of the same type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what these do is not necessarily... hold your hair in place. It's not about that. It's not about sculpting it to give yourself a faux hawk, you know, or make spikes or anything like that. It's just about making every hair know its place. So you're not a fuzzball. You don't have frizzy hair.
Right.
And that's it. And you could even apply this wax to your ends,
mm-hmm.
to the ends of your hair, so that even when you're wearing a baseball cap, you know,
the ends are just beautifully shining in their own light.
I mean, every
strand gets individual attention through the caressing of the hair wax.
Everybody has different types of hair, but you know, my Asian hair sometimes gets a little wiry and is like poking out. So I use hair wax and just create a nice part, or you know, so that my hair is not all fluffing out from underneath of the cap,
mm-hmm.
right?
You don't look like a Q-tip.
I don't have a white
fuzzy
soft
head.
Cottony head. No, it just, it really does help to add a finished look. It's just a finished look. Like it said, you know what it tells people? It tells people, I care.
Yes. Care. Okay. You know what? You have to just care.
It's not just, okay. I just rolled out of bed and oh, here I am.
Right.
It's
right.
like, I got out of bed. I care.
Right.
I took some time with this.
Right.
And I respect you enough to be, to look well for you.
Yes. And you know what,
that's
too?
That's what it says.
And this is the thing, too. Okay, I know people, you know, everyone's like, oh, I just want to be accepted how I am, you know. If that means being a schlub, I want to be accepted for being a schlub.
And if people don't accept me like that, then I don't want to be my, I don't want them to be my friends anyway.
But you know what? We live in a very visual kind of world, okay? We're all looking at each other and, you know, do your part. And bring your most beautiful self to the world each day.
Yes, exactly.
And that might just, and it doesn't mean to go to the tens with everything, but you can go to the twos or the threes, right?
It How doesn't about mean a five? You have How about
to,
a five?
It doesn't mean you have to do everything. But if just adding a little hair product, that's so quick and easy to do. So just do what, you know, what you can add into your routine. And, you know.
I mean, personally, myself, when I even if I'm just staying at home all day, if I take a little time and try to do my hair with, you know, even if I don't have to, I just feel better.
But that's the thing. See, even a lot of people will say, well, I'm not going anywhere, so I'm just going to schlub around the house. A lot of people will do that. Well,
so you
I'm not
feel
going
like you're
out.
Schlubbing.
I'm not going out. So why am I going to, you know, do my hair or put makeup on or whatever? Why am I going to do that? Well, you do it for yourself because exactly like what you're saying, even if you're not going to go out or anything, mm-hmm. but if you do your hair, you feel better that day because you've done, you've taken an action, you've done something just for you.
It's like a
you
ritual, I
seeing,
guess.
You aren't seeing anyone. So you're not doing it for everyone else. Like, oh, I want to look nice so that, you know, when I see so-and-so, you are doing it strictly for you. And that sends a message to yourself that, you know, you're worth it. As L'Oreal would say.
Oh, oh, my God.
Anyways, okay, so let's move on with the list. Do you have something to add?
I just have one more thing to add because, yeah, it's not about like, oh, in order to feel good about myself, I need to do such and such. It's like, yeah, you already do feel good about yourself. That's why you're going to treat yourself with respect.
Right, but sometimes it's like, it has to go the other way around, though.
I think it works. It works both ways.
Right.
I think it's kind of like, I'm trying to put this into dyke terminology, like suiting up for a sports game. You know, you put the uniform on, you put the socks, you put the shoes, and it puts you into a state of mind
right.
that's focused, that's mm-hmm. in charge, that's...
The ritual of it, like you're saying, the ritual,
right? It's
right?
part yeah. of it's part of a ritual, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow, but man, also, that was a lot about hair wax.
But also, like, because, but okay, I do have to say this too, because I do feel like sometimes if you're feeling in a rut... Mm-hmm. And you don't feel good about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it takes starting from the out. I know everyone's like, oh, you have to start from the inside and love yourself. And that is so true. So true. But what I'm saying is that sometimes you need kind of a boost. And a boost can come from some physical change that someone
Absolutely.
Helps you with.
Yes.
Where you look in the mirror and you go, hey, I'm pretty cute. And then that can stir,
yeah.
you know, just uncover the pot of self-love. And just let everything just start cooking and simmering. And it can just stir that up. So,
yeah, we're integrated beings. Yeah. I mean, everything is circular. I mean, that's part of the wisdom of ancient cultures, too, where they have rituals. Anyways, okay. My goodness.
Okay, so hair that was wax. Number seven.
That was our sermon on hair wax.
Okay. Now, along with hair wax is a good haircut.
Okay. Not okay. just chop it off.
You don't want to just, you don't, I mean, unless that's your style and you want to just walk around with half inch hair all over your head or baldness,
which is a good nice look
which is
for
fine.
Some people.
Yeah, that's fine. Get a good haircut. And that's something that Toast and I actually have to do for ourselves. We're so due for a good haircut. Mm-hmm. So if you have a good haircut, you're starting off with just the good shape of your hair anyways, and you don't have to work so hard to make it look decent. Okay. So that's number eight. Number nine, a cargo pant.
I don't get that pant. I'm not just not highbrow enough to say
cargo
pant.
Cargo pants. Cargo pants.
I think the dykes will not argue with that.
Yeah.
I think we can move on.
I mean, I kind of indulged. I'm indulging the dykes on that one. Like, I just kind of threw that in there. I mean, you can't, like, for instance, you can go wrong with a plaid pant. stay away. Stay away. Okay. Cargo pants, pretty much, you know, as long as you get them to, okay, well here, well, I do have a tip on the cargo pants.
Okay.
Okay.
I knew you would.
Okay. So cargo pants have all the pockets, right?
Right.
Don't use them. Okay. They're really, I know as a dyke, you know,
you just want to be so practical.
You don't, you're right. But wearing the cargo pant, the pockets are not meant for usage. Do not use them. You're going to be walking around and change and everything. You're going to be having all kinds of sounds as you're walking around. Don't put your wallet where all of a sudden the pocket on the right is all almost touching the ground because your heavy wallet's in there. No, do not use the pockets that come with the cargo pant.
Can you use the pockets on the back? Like where you would usually put your wallet?
As up against your right butt cheek? As long as you're not... Mr. Moneybags, and your wallet is so gigantic, and it looks like you have the most giant, luscious apple ass just on one side, then I would say, yeah, you can use those pockets. Okay. Okay. I'm talking about the extraneous side pockets that go down.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do not use them. All right. And number 10, chapstick.
Oh.
Okay, and we're not just meaning the brand.
We didn't even need to put this on the list.
I know, we're not just meaning the brand of the chapstick brand. There's so many different versions out there. You can use Burt's Bees, whatever, but a dyke can never go wrong with chapstick.
And I know you had a bonus tip, so I'm waiting for it right now.
A femme.
Aww.
A dyke can never go wrong with a femme.
Well, some dykes like other dykes.
Actually,
too,
they
though.
Can, but anyways.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other story about relationships that we'll cover in a future show.
The femme is a complex being.
Yes, full of mystery.
Yes.
Beauty. But that's what a dyke...
Causing pain and yet such joys.
But that's what a dyke needs in her life. Because so many dykes pride themselves on being practical and logical and everything has a reason. But I think all of us, to be a fully well-rounded and deep human being, need to have
some yin,
some beauty and mystery.
Some yin. Actually, the bonus tip was a V-neck sweater.
Oh,
but that's much less exciting. Kind of boring.
Much less exciting.
All right.
Well, thank you for listening to our 2 cents about 10 items that you can never go wrong with if you're a dyke.
Yes. Thanks so much for listening, and we just want to, again, give a shout-out to all of our loyal listeners from day one, way back many years ago, to the current, our listeners who have just stood by us. Thank you so much, and we welcome our new listeners to please check out girlmeetsgirl.net and join the community there. And also, if you loved our show, enjoyed it in any way whatsoever, please call WGAY and let them know. Tell them, hey, they made a great choice in bringing us on board. Their number is 702-518-WGAY. That's 702-518-9429.
And check them out at WGAYonline.com. We don't know how you're coming across this show. Maybe you came across this show through WGAY.
Or through iTunes.
Yeah, because this show is also posted as a podcast. But we want you to know.
You're welcome. However, whatever way got you here. We're happy you're here. So enjoy Happy Pet Parents Day to all you pet parents out there. And have a...
Be happy and be gay.
Be happy and be gay.
This is Toast.
And this is Sienna.
Have a great week.